Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Bhagavata
Bhagavata
Narayanena Swayam.
Narayanena Swayam.
Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina.
Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Advaitamritavarshinim.
Advaitamritavarshinim.
Bhagavatim.
Bhagavatim.
Ashtadashadhyayinim.
Ashtadashadhyayinim.
Ambatvamani santadami Bhagavad-gite bhavadveshinim.
Ambatvamani santadami
Bhagavad-gite bhavadveshinim. Let's see. We're on verse 11. Duryodhana is still addressing Drona, okay. And he's just going to complete that address in this verse 11, where he has shown Drona and introduced Drona to all of, not that Drona didn't know, but he's reminded him, he's introducing him or making him see, recognize all of the people on the side of all of the generals and the most important people on the side of the Pandavas and the most important people on the side of the Kauravas, on the side of the Dhritarashtras. Okay. So he has done that, and in verse 10 he ended by saying to Bhishma, to Drona, our army, which is protected by Bhishma, is a paryaptam. It's something that can't be overcome. You can't see the end of it. So one way of taking is you can't overcome it. It can't be overpowered. That's a paryaptam. Another is a paryaptam is you can't see to the end. So if you're standing in front of your army and you've got the Pandava's army in front of you, and here's your army, and it just so happens that Duryodhana's army is made of something like 11 Aukshinis, which is some huge number, compared to the Pandavas' 7 or 8 Aukshinis. So the Pandava army is smaller. Mm-hmm. So from Duryodhana and Drona's position, if they look to either side, they can't see the end. It goes on and on forever. They can't see to the end of it. But if they look across to Arjuna's army, the Pandavas, they can see that whole army there, which is much smaller. So they see that, Drona is seeing that as something that we can overtake. It's something, you can see the complete thing. Paryaptam means that which you, another way of reason, definition of paryaptam is complete. You can see the whole, there it is. It starts there and it ends there. Try to see the end of ours, you can't see. Ours is so much bigger. You can't overpower ours. Ours which is protected by Bhishma. But theirs can be overpowered, theirs that's protected by Bhima. So that was the verse 10. Now we're continuing on with Arjuna. I mean with Duryodhana speaking to. Come on, let's find a place there. That's okay. Maybe you could go over there. There's a nice spot in there, because then I'll be able to see you better than everybody else. Okay, so let's chat after me for this verse 11. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu
Ayaneshu chasarveshu yathapagam avastitaha yathapagam avastitaha bhishmam meva pirakshantu bhishmam meva pirakshantu bhavantas sarva evahi bhavantas sarva evahi.
So he says, Ayaneshu chasarveshu yatha bhagam avastitaha bhishmam eva abhirakshantu bhavantaha sarve evahi. He says, bhavantaha, sarve bhavantaha, may all of you, and bhavantaha would... We can't say it in the same way in English, but if I were to say, may all of your honors, may all of you exalted ones, you're, like if we say for a judge, what does your honor want to do here? So this is, when you say bhavantaha, it's that very respectful address of you in the third person. So sarve bhavantaha, I'll just use you, but it's a respectful address. He says, Bhavantuhu sarve, may all of you abhirakshan to protect Bhishma. Bhishma alone. Bhishmam eva abhirakshan to, right? Bhavantaha, nominative plural, sarve, nominative plural. May all of you protect Bhishma. Put all of your energy into protecting Bhishma. At the top line it says, Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yatha bhagam avastitaha. Remaining, holding your own positions in the ayana. So that means in your division. In all of the divisions, each one of you, keep your position that's been assigned to you. And then keeping your position, may all of you protect Bhishma. Bhishma is the commander-in-chief. And so Duryodhana is talking to Drona, but he's also talking to all of the commanders and all of the people in the army. So all of you hold your position and protect Bhishma. Now, Bhishma is, in a sense, as Swamiji talks about this tongue-in-cheek, he's the last person that needs to be protected. In fact, Bhishma, as the commander-in-chief, is going to be the one who's protecting Duryodhana and everybody else. But just in honor of Bhishma, you know, and in honor of what an important grandsire he is and how important he is to the army. It's another way of saying, may all of you pay attention to Bhishma and to his command. And whatever he does, you do what he says. And that way you protect him. So he makes that statement. But then Bhishma, of course, hears him say this. Right. So this next verse. So just repeat after me. Tasya sanjaniyan harsham. Tasya sanjaniyan harsham. Guru vriddhas pitamaha. Guru vriddhas pitamaha. Simhanadam vinadyochaihi. Simhanadam vinadyochaihi. Shankam dadmau pratapavan. Shankam dadmau pratapavan. So he says, Tasya sanjanayan harsham kuru vriddha pitamaha simha nadam vinadya uchaihi dadmau pratapavan. He says, Tasyat sanjanayan harsham. Trying to generate happiness for him, trying to produce some harsha, some elation. Harsha is like elation, right? So trying to creating some harsha for him, Duryodhana. Kuru vriddha, that eldest, vriddha means the eldest of the Kurus. The Kurus, that's the name of the clan. So the eldest of the Kurus, Pitamaha, the great-grandfather, right? So that's the word, the grandsire, right? Talking about Bhishma. The eldest of the clan, that great-grandsire, trying to produce some elation for Duryodhana. Simhanadam vinadya. He lets out the lion's roar. Okay? Simha nadam is the sound of a simha, lion. Nada is the sound. So simha nadam, you could say a lion's roar. So he making a lion's roar, vinadya, uchaihi shankam dadmau, and dadmau means he blows. He blows his conch, uchaihi, loudly. Okay? So making a lion's roar and blowing his conch loudly, that Pratapavan, he does this why? Trying to get some, produce some elation in Duryodhana, to excite Duryodhana, to make Duryodhana happy. He lets out this huge roar after Duryodhana has said, protect Bhishma. Okay. Okay, everybody see that? Okay, so. Then, tata shankascha bhairyascha. Tata-shankascha-bhairyascha Tanavanaka-gomukaha Tanavanaka-gomukaha Sama-saiva-pyahantintaha Sama-saiva-pyahantintaha Sashabdas-tumalopavat Sashabdas-tumalopavat. Then what happened? Tata-then, the conscious, shankaha, the conscious, Berya are these big kettle drums called Beryas. A panava is a smaller drum called a tabor. I don't really know what those look like exactly. And then anaka is another, actually a type of drum. And then the gomukhas are these cow horns. So these are all of the instruments, right? It's the band that accompanies the formation. So all of these sahasa, together at one time, sahasa eva means indeed putting emphasis. Then what? Abhyahanyantaha. All of these instruments are roaring and clashing and making their sounds together all at one time. Sashabdaha, and that sound, tumalaha, means that which is absolutely tremendous or fierce. So shabdaha tumalaha, this very fierce sound, right? Caused by all of these instruments being blown together, and all of the drums being struck together, there's this extremely fierce sound, a tremendous sound is generated. Okay. Okay. Then, tatasvetar hayar yukte. Tatasvetar hayar yukte mahati syandanestitau mahati syandanestitau madhavas pandavas jaiva madhavas pandavas jaiva divyau shankau pradatmatuhu tataha then shlokaihi, let me do the sandhi, tataha shvetaihi hayaihi yukte mahati syandane stitau madhavaha pandavaha cha eva divyau shankau pradadmatuhu. Then second line, Madhavaha Pandavascha. Madhava is the name for Krishna. I'll tell you the etymology in a minute. Madhava, Krishna, and Arjuna, Pandava. So Madhavaha, nominative singular, nominaha, Madhavaha, Pandavaha, cha eva. Madhava and Pandava, Krishna and Arjuna, second line, for top line, stitau, standing mahati syandane in the great chariot. That syandana is a ratha. It's a chariot, but it's a war chariot, right? A chariot that's designed for war. So mahati means in this great chariot, which is mahat. Mahat means great, large, huge. Mahati syandane, which is shvetaihi hayaihi yukte, which is drawn by white horses. So here are Krishna and Arjuna standing on this great chariot, which is drawn by white horses. And what do? Divyau shankau pradadmatuhu. They blow their two conches, dua, right? The dua, people that blow, which are divine. In other words, they've got received, each received, there's a story for each conch. I don't know all of the stories, but as I know them, I'll tell them to you. Each conch has a name, and each one of their conches has been gotten through some sort of a boon, okay? Or through some sort of a gift, or they've won it, or it's been given by one of the devatas. So they both blow, Krishna and Arjuna, both blow their divine conches. So Madhavaha is a name for Krishna. And actually, if I would do the etymology, it's this. Mayaha, or Mayaha, from Ma, feminine, just Ma. It's another word for Shri, for Lakshmi. If you look up in the dictionary, you'll see Ma is a feminine noun for Shri, for Lakshmi. Mayaha is the genitive singular. Remember that we've learned these feminines, right? So, Mayaha, Shriyaha, right? Maddaha means pati, Davaha means patihi. So, Ma Davaha, the husband or the consort of Lakshmi, right? That's a name for Krishna, Ma Davaha. So, the one who is the consort for Shri, for Lakshmi, is Madhava. So it's named for Krishna. Now, Pandava, Pandu, is the father, right? And this is a patronymic. A lot of times for these patronymics, there's different ways of forming these patronymics. One is that you'll see the vowel, that says a vowel there, take vriddhi. So the vriddhi of a is a. So you'll see Pandu, right? But then that ava ending, gunating the end, will come. So if, say, if you gunate the end, this is for Sanskrit students. So you get Pandu, Pandu, Pando plus Pandavaha. It's a formation of a patronymic. So it means the son of Pandu, Pandu, right? So Pandavaha is a name for Arjuna because Arjuna is a son of Pandu, okay? So now you have Madhavaha, Pandavaschaiva. Both of them blow their divine conches. Okay? So now, Panchajanyam Hrishi Keshaha, Panchajanyam Hrishi Keshaha, Devadattam Tananjayaha, Devadattam Tananjayaha, Poundram Dadmau Mahashankam, Poundram Dadmau Mahashankam, Bhima Karma Prakodaraha, Bhima Karma Prakodaraha. Then, so and they both blow now their divine conches, okay? Panchajanyam Hrishikeshaha. Hrishikeshaha is name for Krishna. Let's see in a minute. So Hrishikeshaha, Krishna blows the Panchajanyam. That's the name of his conch, right? So Hrishikesha Panchajanyam, Devadattam Dhananjaya. Devadattam Dhananjaya. Okay, so Hrishikesha blows Panchajanyam. Dhananjaya, which is a name for Arjuna, he blows the Devadattam. Devadattam, it's the name of his conch. It actually means that which is given by the gods, gift of the gods. Devadattam. Poundram Dadmau. Okay, Dadmau means to blow. So Poundram is the name of Bhima's conch. Okay, so Poundram Dadmau Mahashankam. So now, Bhima Karma Rakodaraha. Bhima Karma. Bhima Karma is the name of Bhima. Bhima of the Pandava brothers is huge. Huge and strong. Unbelievably strong. But he's not fat. Right? He's huge, but he's not fat. Okay. He's a Rakodaraha. He has a systemic, it's like the stomach of a wolf. The stomach is tight and drawn. Even though Bhima eats huge amounts of food, he needs huge amounts of food to feed him because he's so big, you know. So he eats more than he eats mountains, but he's not heavy, right? He has a tight stomach. Vrika means a wolf. Udara means stomach. So Vrika Udara, A-U, right? O, Vrikodara. So the one who has the stomach of a wolf, But Bhima, it's not just Bhima, they say Bhima Karma, from Karma, Bhima Karma, the one whose deeds are great, huge, one of huge deeds, because Bhima means that which is huge, that which is strong, so that's his name. But he's Bhima Karma, because of his accomplishments, the things that he does are so giant-sized, right? So Bhima Karma, Vrikodaraha, this huge Bhima of great deeds, he blows his Mahashankam. It's not just a shankam. It's not just a conch. It's a huge conch. The Mahashankam. Okay. He's huge and he has a huge conch. And his huge conch is named Poundrum. Now, there's stories to all of these things. I don't know all of the stories. As I collect them, I'll give them to you. So Panchajanyam is Hrishikesha's conch. Devadattam is the name of Dhananjaya's conch. Hrishikesha means the indriyas, the sense organs. Okay, so Hrishika, the sense organs. Indriyanam, okay, Ishaha. So say you say Hrishika, right, for the sense organs, like indriya, Hrishika, Ishanam, A. Do you see that? Hrishika plus Isha. Everybody see the sound? A plus E is A. Hrishi. You have to know Sanskrit for this. Hrishika plus Isha. A plus E is A. Hrishikesha. Okay. The Lord of the sense organs. He's the one who has mastery, has control of the sense organs. So Hrishikesha, it's a name for Krishna. And then Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya means the one who has conquered wealth. It's a name for Arjuna. And Arjuna went on what's called a Digvijaya for Yudhishthira in order to conquer all of the kings or to get the blessings of all of the kings in the entire region so that Yudhishthira, the eldest brother, could do this Rajasuya sacrifice. You know, to be able to, as a king, to do that sacrifice, to be able to do that, all of the kings in the region have to recognize you. Right? And so Arjuna, along with the other brothers, but they all, each went their own way, went and gathered tremendous wealth and the blessings of all of these kings. So in doing that, going all of this, he gathered all of this wealth. He conquered it. He's called Dhananjaya because of that. Jaya means the one who is conquered through conquering Dhanam. Dhanam means wealth. So Dhananjaya, right? The one who has conquered wealth. So it's Arjuna is often referred to as Dhananjaya. Then again for Bhima Karma and Vrikodaraha, the one whose stomach is like a wolf. Okay, so sometimes he's just called that. Okay? Just for the Sanskrit people, do you see the Panchajanyam accusative singular there, then Hrishikesha nominative singular, then Devadattam accusative singular, and then Dhananjaya nominative singular? There's no verb there, right? Because of it comes from above. Look at the sentence below, above. Madhava and Pandava, they blew, right, the two divine conches. You see that? Then you come down to the next line, and it says, Panchajanyam Hrishikesha. So you understand that Hrishikesha blew Panchajanyam Devadatta Dhananjayaha. Then Dadmau, you can also go like this, then Dadmau, and you can put Dadmau with all of them. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha, he blew the Mahashankam called Poundrum. Everybody see that? So the verb's being shared. It's shared from above and it's shared from below. Okay? Anantavijayam Raja Kuntiputro Yudhishthiraha Nakula Sahadevascha Nakula Sahadevascha Sugosham Mani Pushpakau And they don't even bother with the verb. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kuntiputraha Yudhishthiraha Nakulaha Sahadevaha Cha Sugosha Manipushpakao. Now it says accusative, then Ananta Vijayam Raja. Raja nominative, Kuntiputraha nominative, Yudhishthiraha nominative. Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, right? Because Kunti is the mother. Raja, king. King Yudhishthira. Remember now, at this point, it doesn't say, but at this point, Sanjaya is talking again. So, the king Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, Ananta Vijayam, that's the name of his conch. Okay, so Vijayam means victory, the one whose victories are countless, without end. Anantam, right? Ananta Vijayam, the one whose victories are without end. Then Nakulaha Sahadevascha, Nakula and Sahadeva, the two younger brothers. Nakula's couch is conscious is Sugosha, and Sahadeva's couch conch is Manipushpaka. The dual there, you see the dual ending? Sugosha Manipushpakao. That's because it's a dwandva compound in the accusative. So Nakula goes with Sugosha, and Sahadeva goes with Manipushpa. Sugosha means beautiful sound. The conch that makes it is Sugosha. Gosha is a big sound, but Su is beautiful. It makes a beautiful, it has a beautiful tone. It's a huge sound that has a beautiful tone. That's Sugosha. So that's Sahadeva's conch. Manipushpa is a conch that is adorned with Pushpaka, is adorned with money, with jewels. Okay. So that's the name for Sahadeva's conch.
Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikhandicha Maharataha Shikhandicha Maharataha Trishtabjunno Viratascha Satyakishchaparajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashapratidipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahuhu Shankandadmu Pratak Pratak Kashahacha Parama Ishwasaha Shikandi Cha Maharataha Krishtadyunaha Virataha Cha Satyakihi Cha Aparajataha Drupadaha Drapadeyaha Cha Sarvashaha Prativi Pate Saubhadrascha Mahabahuhu Shankhan Dadmahu Pratak Pratak. Is the end of the sentence there Shankhan Dadmahu Pratak Pratak? That's going to be applied to all of these people. Shankhan, accusative singular, the shankas, the conches. Pratak Pratak, individually, separate. Pratak Pratak. So we'd say individually. They each blew their conches. That's your basic sentence. Okay, they each blew their conches. Who? Kashyaha, the king of Kashi, who was a Parameshwasaha, who was a great archer. Shikandin, the Maharataha. These are all on Arjuna's side. Shikandin was the Umba who was so insulted by Bhishma and vowed to kill Bhishma, and had to take another birth to do it. And she took another birth as a woman who was then by Boom changed into a man, so she was more of a eunuch. And Bhishma, this, as the stories go, would never aim at, strike, or hurt a eunuch or a woman in any way. And so that gave Shikhandi an opportunity to be very instrumental, along with Arjuna, in the killing of Bhishma. So she became instrumental. So, but if, as a man, Shikhandi, or more than, he was actually a man, a woman converted into a man by Boon. Shikhandi Chama, and he was a great Maharataha. But remember, the Maharatha is the one who can, you know, something like kill 10,000 people by himself at the same time protecting his chariot and his charioteer and all of his horses. At the same time, single-handedly, kill over 10,000 people.
Like a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, he's a great, great charioteer. Okay. So anyway, Shikhandi, the great Maharataha. Okay. Then, Drishtadyumna is the son of Drupada. Okay, there's a whole story for him. He's also, we've talked a little bit about him. Drishtadyumna is also the commander-in-chief of the Pandava army, the son of Drupada. Then Virata. Virata was where Arjuna and Pandavas stayed during that 13th year, right? And also his daughter, Uttara, was given to Abhimanyu, given to Arjuna for the sport Abhimanyu. So Virata ended up being with Arjuna. Then Satyaki. Satyaki, aparajita, the one who has gone unconquered. Aparajita means unconquered. Satyaki was a good friend of Krishna's. Then Drupada. Drupada, I told the story a week ago or so of Drupada, who was in youth a very good friend of Drona's. Right? So Drona and Drupada were really close, and they studied together archery, you know, under, I guess, Parashurama, I think it was. They studied archery. And at one point, Drupada, who was a prince, said, you know, when I get to have my kingdom, I will share it with you. He said that, you know, to Drona, and Drona believed that. And then when Drona, they grew up, and Drona was very poor, and he could hardly even feed his family. He remembered this, and he went to Drupada. And Drupada said, are you serious? And I said, we have nothing in common. We're not equals. And totally insulted Drona. Later, Drona went and became the teacher of the Kauravas, both the Duryodhana's and his brothers and the Pandavas. He taught them, and for Guru Dakshina, he asked them to go and capture Drupada. Arjuna did. He went, conquered Drupada, brought him back to face Drona in chains, you know. And so standing before Drona, Drupada, Drona said, ha, now we're equals. Now we're equals. And now I will take half your kingdom. And let us be friends. So Drupada never forgave this. He said, okay, fine, we're friends. Otherwise, I'm dead, right? So, yes, I'm friends. Here's half the kingdom. And so he kept quiet. But he had a hatred brewing there. And so now in the war, Drona is, because of various commitments on the side of Duryodhana, right? And Drona's son Ashwatthama, who's a good friend of Duryodhana's, is on the side, which is a very important reason why Drona's on that side, you know, besides being beholden to him all of these years, in the sense that he had lived in Duryodhana's kingdom, had eaten Duryodhana's food, had used Duryodhana's wealth, so he had some dharma was involved in his decision to stay there, and then he had Ashwatthama, his son, being so close to Duryodhana. So anyway, that was a mess. So it was a mess because Drona was very, very close to Arjuna. And Arjuna was his pet in terms of students. So it was not easy to have Drona on one side and Arjuna on another when Arjuna was his favorite pupil. So this was why this war was such a nightmare for everybody involved. So anyway, that was Drupada. So Drupada was on the side of Arjuna. Draupadi was Arjuna's wife. In fact, Draupadi was the wife of all five Pandavas.
She was won in a sense from the Swayamvara, that Arjuna won her. She was Drupada's daughter. Drupada had both Drishtadyumna and Draupadi, right? And Draupadi was won by Arjuna, which Drupada very much had planned on and wanted. And as the story goes, Arjuna did win her, and this was during the last, the final year of their expulsion into the forest, during that final year when they were in hiding. Is that right?
I think more.
No, it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Forget that. Anyway, let me tell what I remember. So. I got that confused. Okay, so anyway. Oh, yeah, that was another in hiding. Okay, that was after the wax. Yeah.
And that's how they were, yeah. They were discovered.
Now, this is different. Let's skip it, because I don't know it well enough. But I can tell you something. Okay? This part I can tell. When Arjuna brought Draupadi back to home, to where Kunti was, and I think they were still in the outskirts of where Drupada was. They were in the outskirts there. Arjuna or somebody said, something for you, some prasad for you or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, share it among yourselves, Kunti said. And what?
Yeah.
That's what she said. And so Draupadi then became shared among the five brothers. And they had to go and talk to Drupada and talk him into this, all of this. But he accepted it, and so she became, Draupadi became the wife of the five brothers, which was kind of unusual. That is not something that was normally happened in India at that time. So then, when we say here, Draupadi had a child from each one of them, and each one of those children now are grown, and they are in this war, right? So they're standing there on the battlefield on Arjuna's side. And not only that, so then they say, so Drupada, then Draupadeya, so all Draupadi's children, Sarvashaha, they're all over the place, Pitavi Pate. Now, Sanjaya addresses Dhritarashtra now, and says, oh, king of the earth, you know, it's just evocative. Pati means king, Prithivi means earth. O king of the earth, look at all of these people. There's the Kashi. There's the king of Kashi. There's Shikhandi. There's Drishtadyumna. There's Virata. There's Satyaki. There's Drupada. There's Draupadi. There's the five sons of Draupadi. There's Salbhadra. Salbhadra is the son of Subhadra, Abhimanyu, right? Arjuna's other son. There's Subhadra, Salbhadra's Abhimanyu. The Mahabahu, the one who has such great strength, all of them separately are blowing their conches. Remember, Sanjaya is now telling this to the blind Dhritarashtra. Right? So he's describing all of this. So then, Sagosho Tartarashtranam, Sagosho Tartarashtranam, Hridayani Vyadharayat, Hridayani Vyadharayat, Nabascha Prithivim Chaiva, Nabascha Prithivim Chaiva, Tumulo Vyaninadayan, Tumulo Vyaninadayan, Saha Goshaha Dhartarashtranam, Hridayani Vyadharayat, Nabascha Nabahacha, Prithivim Chaiva, Tumulaha Vyaninadayan. Okay? Says, that sound, Sagoshaha, Gosha is a sound, Sagoshaha, that great sound, Sagoshaha Tumulaha. Tumulaha is this giant, fierce, tremendous sound. Dartarashtran Hridayani, the Hridaya, the hearts, nominative plural, the hearts of the Dartarashtras, Duryodhana and his brothers. Okay. Vyadarayat. It pierced. That huge sound pierced the hearts of Duryodhana and his brothers. Vyaninadi and reverberating in the nubus in the sky and the earth, reverberating throughout the sky and the earth, that great sound of all of these conscious going pierced the hearts of the Dhritarashtras, that's Duryodhana and his brothers. Okay. Atavya vastitan drishtva Dhritarashtran kapit vajaha Pravritte shastra sampate Danurujyam yapandavaha Vishikesham tada vakyam Idam maha mahipate. But at the end, Mahipate, O Lord of the Earth. Talking again to Dhritarashtra. Okay. Sanjaya addressing Dhritarashtra, O Mahipate. Then what? Vyavastitan drishtva Dhritarashtran kapi dvajaha. Says, having seen, drishtva means having seen, Dhritarashtra, accused of plural, the sons of Dhritarashtra, means all of Duryodhana and the brothers, 100 of them, having seen them, Vyavastitan, standing there in formation, in their positions, okay? Vyavastitan, Dhritarashtra, accused of plurals, drishtva, having seen, Kapidvajaha, another name for Arjuna, Dvaja means a flag. Kapi means monkey. So every charioteer, every chariot has a flag. And of course, every flag is a special flag. Right? Every charioteer has a special flag. Arjuna's flag is of Hanuman. Right? And Hanuman, when Arjuna and the Pandavas were all in the forest, Draupadi came across a beautiful flower. It had a beautiful scent. And she wanted some more of them. And so she sent Bhima up to look for this flower. And as Bhima went to look for it, he ran into Hanuman. And he couldn't get by him. First, he didn't understand what was happening. Didn't realize it was Hanuman. But Hanuman was so huge, he couldn't move him. There's nothing he could do. He was helpless. And so apparently Hanuman, and he got into a discussion, Hanuman asked him some questions and whatnot, you know. And then Bhima recognizes Hanuman, his brother, right, because they're both born of Vayu. And so Hanuman is his brother, and Hanuman gave Bhima a boon because they had this interaction. And the boon is that he would sit in this war that was pending now. He would sit in Arjuna's flag and keep an eye out on the war, you know, and participate in it here and there. So whenever Bhima, during the war, whenever Bhima used to make any of these blow his conch or make any of these roars, they used to roar, you know. Bhima had a loud roar. Well, whenever Bhima would blow his conch or make his roar, Hanuman would join him. And so now Bhima's roar was all the almighty roar, right? Because he was joined by Hanuman. And Hanuman used to keep an eye out. He was sitting there in the flag. He used to keep an eye out on the war. And apparently, he was a little bit bored with it, actually. Because it didn't even compare, according to Hanuman, it did not compare with Rama fighting Ravana. It did compare it all. There, all hell was breaking loose and everybody's life was on the line at all times. And so that was exciting. But this one was not that exciting, comparatively. So Hanuman, when he was sitting, you know, there on the flag, just in a little form there, he would be sleeping a lot of the time. Whenever Krishna would talk,
then a Hanuman would wake up and listen. Right? Or if something big would happen, then Hanuman would wake up. And he would always join Bhima's roar. So there's a story there for the to Hanuman. So the Kapi Dwajaha means Arjuna, who had Hanuman there on his flag. So now Arjuna is seeing all the sons of Dhritarashtra there in formation. Then he says, Pravrte Shastra Sampate. In the Shastra means the arms. Sampate means now all these arms are coming together. The war is ready to begin, in other words. Pravrte, that's ready to be engaged. It's ready to happen. So in this battle that's about to begin, Danur Ujjamya, Pandavaha. Pandavaha, son of Pandu. Another name for Arjuna. So Pandavaha. Arjuna, then having raised his bow, right, looking out and seeing all of the sons of Dhritarashtra, then having raised up his bow, right, seeing that in this battle that's about to begin, Rishikesham tada, then vakyam idam aha, then he says, right, this sentence to Hrishikesha, to Krishna. Then he makes this statement to Krishna, to Lord Krishna. See, Hrishikesham, accusative, tada, then, vakyam, idam vakyam, this statement, Hrishikesham, to Krishna, aha, he says, Mahipate is Sanjaya addressing the king, oh, king, right, Dhritarashtra, this is what's going on, right? Everybody with me on that? So, Arjuna uvacha, Sena yor upayor madhye, Ratam stapaya mechita, Yavat etan niriksheham, Yodhukaman avastitan, Karmaya sahayod davyam, Asmin ranasamudjame. So now Arjuna speaks. So Arjuna Ivacha, Arjuna says, Senayoho Ubayoho Madje Ratam Stapaya Me Achyuta. Yavat etan narikshe aham yodhu kaman avastitan kaihi maya saha yodhavyam asmin rana samudjame. Okay. He says, so Arjuna says, Sena yoho ubayoho madhye ratam stapya me achyuta. Hey achyuta, it's another name for Krishna, I'll tell you in a minute. So oh Krishna, ratam stapya, place my chariot, me ratam stapya. Put my chariot, Sena yoho ubayoho madhye, in the middle of both armies. Sena is an army, ubaya both. Senayoho ubayoho, of both armies, madhye, in the middle. Put my chariot, ratam, me ratam. Place my chariot in the middle of both armies. Yavat, so that etan nirikshe aham, so that I can examine them, I can see them. Them, etan is them. Okay? Yavat, so that etan nirikshe aham, so that I can see them. See who? Yodhukaman. Those who are desirous of fighting. Those who want to fight. Yodhukaman. It's from Yodhu. It's an unusual formation, but it's Yodhukaman. Those who are desirous to fight. Avastitan. That are placed there, that are in formation there. Standing there, desirous to fight. Place my army. Place my chariot in the middle of both of these armies, so that I can see those who are standing there in formation, wanting to fight.
kahi maya saha yodhavyam asmin ranasamudye. Asmin ranasamudye, in this battle, ranasamudye, in this battle, at the beginning, samudyam, and the coming together of this battle, means in the, it's in the beginning, the onset of the battle. In the onset of this battle, who are, so that I can see who those are, who are to be fought by me, but, kaihi, with whom, maya, by me, saha kaihi, kaihi saha, with me, or by who, you could say, with whom, together with whom, maya, by me, yodavyam, it is to be fought. So with whom am I going to fight? With whom should I fight? With whom must I fight? Right? Here in this battle that's coming into formation, who is it that I'm going to be fighting? Kaihi. You see? So place my, so he commands Krishna. You know, now he's totally, it's not the Lord anymore, it's Krishna's the charioteer, you know. Still the Lord, but Arjuna's mind is now getting ready for this battle. So he tells Krishna, put my chariot in the middle so I can see all these people. You know, so I can see who it is. All the people that are wanting to fight here. Yeah. So then, yochyamananavekshaham, yochyamananavekshaham, yaete etra samagataha, yaete etra samagataha, dhartarashtrasya durbhuddehe, dhartarashtrasya durbhuddehe, yudde priyachikirishavaha, yudde priyachikirishavaha. He's still talking here. He says, Arjuna still talking. Yotyamanan avekshe aham, ye ete etra samagataha, dhartarashtrasya durbhuddehe, yudde priyachikirishavaha. He says, I want to see those who are assembled here that want to fight. Yotyamanan, those who will be fighting. Yotyamanan, those who have the intention to fight, those who are going to be fighting. Avekshe aham, I want to see them, okay? I want to see those who will be fighting. Those who are assembled here, samagataha. Atra means here, samagataha, those who are assembled. So those who have come together here, etra, I want to see those people. Dhartarashtrasya durbhuddehe, yudde priyachikirishavaha. Those who are desiring to please, they have a desire to make happy. Chikirishavaha, a desire to make happy. Priya means happy or to please. Who? They have a desire to please yudde in this war. Who? Who do they have a desire to please? Dhartarashtrasya, Duryodhana, the son of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Durbhudehe, whose buddhi is corrupt. The one who's not thinking properly, right? His buddhi is defective. His buddhi is dark, right? So he says, "I want to see those who have come here who want to fight. I want to see who they are gathered here, and all of those who are the people who have succumbed to Duryodhana. Who are they? Who are all the people that have decided to fight on his side?" So he said, "Who's decided? Why would they fight on his side? Why do they want to please him? Who are these people?" So he says, "So Sanjaya uvacha, eva mukto hrishikeshaha, gudakeshena bharata, sena yor upayor madhye, stapayitvaratottamam, bhishma drona pramukataha, Sarvesham cha mahikshitam. Sarvesham cha mahikshitam. Uvacha partha pashyaitan. Uvacha partha pashyaitan. Samavetan kuruniti. Samavetan kuruniti. So now Sanjaya says, Sanjaya Uvacha, evam uktaha Hrishikeshaha Gudakeshena Bharata Sena Yoho Ubayoho Madhye Stapayitva Ratha Uttamam Bhishma Drona Pramukataha Sarvesham Chamahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashya Etan Samavetan Kurun Iti. In this manner, Eva Muktaha, having been told, in this manner, Eva Muktaha, Hrishikeshaha, Krishna, the one who has control of the sense organs, Eva Muktaha, Hrishikeshaha, being told in this manner, Gudakeshena, by Gudakesha. Gudakesha is the one who has control over Buddha, sleep. He has control. He's the lord of sleep. He can control sleep. He doesn't have to sleep. So he's the lord of the sleep. Gudakeshena Bharata, his name for Arjuna. So Krishna told in this way by Arjuna, hey Bharata. Bharata is another name for Dhritarashtra, O king, king of the Bharata. So Bharata is the name for Dhritarashtra. So O Bharata. Krishna, being told by like this by Arjuna, Sena Yoho Ubayoho Madhye Stapayitva Ratotamam. Having placed Stapayitva Ratotamam, that great chariot, in the middle, Madhye Sena Yoho Ubayoho, in the middle of both armies. So you see, Sena Yoho Ubayoho Madhye, in the middle of both armies, Stapayitva, having placed this great chariot, Ratotamam, Ratha Uttamam, Bhishma Drona Pramukataha. Bhishma and Drona being in the front, Pramukha being in the front, Sarvesham cha Mahikshitam, of all of these great kings, Bhishma and Drona in the front, Mahikshita is the king, all these great kings, the kings of the earth, Sarvesham Mahikshitam, with Bhishma and Drona in the front of all these great kings, Uvacha, Partha, he said, Partha, Arjuna, his name for Arjuna, son of Priti, Arjuna, Pasha, see, may you see, Etan, these, Samavetan, Kurun, may you see all the Kurus. Kurus are the Dhritarashtra, all the sons of Dhritarashtra and all the sons of Pandu. May you see all of these Kurus that have gathered here with Bhishma and Drona, you know, in the front. See all of these kings, Bhishma and Drona in the front. See all of these kings who have been gathered here. Okay? All right, we have to stop. It's enough. This is fun. Anyway, we'll get there. Let's take a minute. Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.